No, but
there are many people who think so.
All right. If you meet a little boy on the street and he's afraid of you, you might tell him you're not going to hurt him by saying, "Don't cry, huh?"
I'm going to look at
If you want to tell him that you're not going to hurt him, what would you say? No,
I'm not going to hurt him.
All right.
I'm not going to hurt you.
All right. If you have had an argument with somebody and you want to ask him if he didn't think you were right about this, you would say, "Well, I'm right, am I? I'm right, am I?
Am I not?"
All right. If someone thanked you for a ride into town, you might say, "Don't mention it. We
were glad to do it."
All right. Or if you wanted to tell him, assure him that you weren't making a special trip for him, you'd say,
"I didn't go out of my way."
All right. Use the word "were."
Were.
We were going
this way anyway.
All right. If you were talking about the old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, "Now,
in the old days."
All right. If somebody asks, "Was that you I saw in town yesterday?" you might say, "No,
it wasn't I."
All right. If you want to tell me that somebody else is busier than you are, how do you say it?
She's busier than I am.
All right. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
All right, very good. If she sees a dress that she likes very much and is very becoming, she says, "That's a very
becoming dress."
All right. Or another word for it, if you were talking about a young woman that's unusually attractive, she's very
pretty.
All right. What might you wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
To sign your name in ink, you might use a what?
Pen.
All right. But to hold a baby's diaper, you would use a... to fasten a baby's diaper, what would you use?
Diaper pen.
All right. If you had a measuring container with a handle made out of tin, you would call it a...
measuring spoon.
No, I'm talking about a cup, a measuring cup. Now, if it's made out of tin, it is a... simply the word for it.
Cup, measuring cup.
All right. And since it's made out of particular metal...
a tin cup.
All right. This is very good. What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime?
A coat.
What does the coat have in front to hold it together?
Buttons.
All right. Sometimes between your coat and a shirt or a blouse, you wear a little tight
vest.
Can you think of any other names for it that you might have used? Sometimes ladies call it a...
I know one, and I can't think of one. I can't think of the name of it.
All right. A suit contains a coat, a vest, and...
a skirt.
A man's suit would have...
pants.
All right. If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, and he would say, "Here I've...
brought your coat."
All right. Suppose you had come from work, and ask your husband about a package that was lying there. He would say, "The delivery boy from John's store
brought it, delivered it."
And if it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, "Please
return it."
All right. Or using "bring," he would say, "Please
bring it."